run and hide in the trees like Adam and Eve, and God is not even speaking. That's not the sound of God. But I hear so many people saying that's the sound of God, but I'm telling you from this scripture saying he was not in the earthquake, he was not in the fire, he was not in that wind that tore the rocks apart. That was not the sound of our Father. So we can start looking and hearing things and hearing sounds and voices and thinking that's God, and it's not God speaking to us. Amen. I love this. And so after this, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of a gentle blowing. Wow. A gentle blowing. It didn't say wind. I don't know what that sounded like. But you know what? It says a sound. It was a sound of God blowing. When Elijah heard that, he's a prophet of God. He knows what's going on. God's teaching him still. He just come out of a major... he had a major victory turned into a major butt whip, and he's running with fear. And let me say this, this scripture right here, God's speaking to you and I today. It's for our benefit. This story of, I'm not in that wind, I'm not in that fire, I'm not in that earthquake, but then there was the sound of a gentle blowing. And when Elijah heard that, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. He then said, okay, all the violence that I just heard where God wasn't in it, now I hear a gentle breeze or a gentle blowing. He recognized the sound of God. And behold, a voice came to him and said, what are you doing here, Elijah? Well, God is the one that told him to go. But it was a question. Maybe God is asking you and I today, what are we doing? That's okay. First, you know what? God can ask us what are we doing when we're hearing the right voice. What are you doing? And can't you hear God saying, Elijah, what are you doing? He's like, well, you told me to come here. But I think God was teaching Elijah something as he became fearful about what he was seeing around and being threatened. People threatening now. The leadership threatening his life. And so he's thinking God's in these things that we think is maybe an act of destruction or God's judgment. God says, I'm not in that. I'm not in that. And he said, a voice came to him and said, what are you doing, Elijah? Then he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts. For the sons of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars. People are tearing a lot of things down now, aren't they? Forsaken your covenant, tearing down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I alone am left, and they seek my life to take it away. You know, the fact was he wasn't alone, though. He thought he was. You know, when you're not allowed to have church, Satan would like to think that would like you to think you're alone. When you hear a lot of voices out there, God would like you to think that you're alone. Elijah thought he was alone. But if you read that story, you find out there's 7,000 other people that didn't bow their knee to Baal. Amen. There's other brothers and sisters throughout this country that haven't bowed their knee to some of the nonsense we're hearing. Amen. Still standing up for Jesus Christ. I'm not going to bow my knee to anything but Jesus Christ. How about you? Amen. How about that one baseball player on the one team that I saw that stood during all this? Man, thank you, Lord. It wasn't enough for me to watch a baseball game, but that's a different story. Ain't getting my money. Then the Lord, you know what? He says, Lord, I love that how Elijah here is, you know, coming out of a great victory and a great defeat. The Lord's teaching him about what his voice sounds like, the sound of God. And then he starts telling me, I'm the only one left. And I love how God didn't even respond to his whining. He just gave him some directions. He said, the Lord said, go return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you have arrived, you shall anoint Hazael, king of over Aram. And he starts giving him some other instruction. And what I say right there is, Lord, help us to hear the right voice so we can have instruction for our lives, have instruction for the church in Jesus' name. Lord, that our eyes will be fixed upon you, that we won't get our eyes fixed upon the things that are going around us, and then we start falling for false narratives, false prophets. I'm talking this morning that I hear people with these things going on start saying, thus saith the Lord, and it's always something that seems to be that can incite fear in my life. And I mentioned this morning, I said, I noticed that some of these prophets, while I'm hearing this, why didn't they not prophesy before this happened? Agabus in the book of Acts says there's what? There's a famine coming. He prophesied it before it happened. It's easy to say, thus saith the Lord, after something's happened. Amen? Is it not? Be careful of the voices that you're hearing out there, people, folks. Thanks. No, where is the voice of God in your life? What are you looking at to hear His voice? Amen? I love that it wasn't in the fire again. It wasn't in the driving wind, and it wasn't in the earthquake, but that he heard the sound of God, and he said he heard the sound. He went out of the cave and stood and put his cloak on, and God began to speak to him. Amen. Church, let me go on this. God walks with us, doesn't he? The God, he still walks with us. I love the scripture in Isaiah 30, chapter 21. Your ear shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in. Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left, he's going to speak individually to us. He's going to speak to us a church. It's going to embolden us. It's going to strengthen us. And it's not going to be something to give us anxiety or fear. Speak to us with his voice. Amen. Don't you believe that God never forsakes his children? I have something that we may not have. It's from Psalms 139, 7 through 18. I love this, and if you could listen to this, this is what God thinks and is saying to you as a believer today. It's from the New Living Translation. What God is saying to his body today. Amen. Just listen as I said, says, you know when I sit down or stand up. This is God talking to us. Amen. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. What's that mean, far away? Could be that you feel far away from God this morning, but he knows your thoughts still. He still loves you. Sometimes we have struggles. Maybe you've been listening to the wrong narrative. Maybe you've allowed fear to kind of control your mindset. Amen. But that gentle voice of the Lord always brings peace. His voice always brings peace. It always brings comfort. We may have to stand up. We declare the truth, but we can do it with his strength and his peace. Even when I'm far away, he's there. Verse 3, you see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. Boy, he knows this intimately, doesn't he? You know what I am going to say even before I say it, Lord. Uh-oh. You go before me and follow me. Isn't this awesome stuff? You go before me and you follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Amen. I can just imagine God's hand on my head. That hand of blessing. How about you? Lord, thank you for your blessing on our lives right now. How about you? Lord, thank you for your blessing, that your hand of blessings on our heads in Jesus' name. I don't want to do this on my own. I don't want to figure it out. I need his direction, his provision, his strength. How about you? If God is my crutch. You've heard that same people using God as a crutch? He's my wheelchair. Whatever. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to even understand. I can never escape from your spirit. Hear that today. I can never escape from your spirit. Isn't that wonderful news? I can never get away from your presence. That is mind-blowing to me. Psalms 139. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. Can I get an amen? I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night, but even in darkness, I cannot hide from you. Wow. To you, the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and light are the same to you. Wow. Even in dark moments for the church, God's going to lead us. He's going to lead us. The sound of God, the voice of God is going to lead us. Amen? And I love this. This is wonderful. If you doubt, and if these next few scriptures, if you doubt about God's heart towards the unborn, just listen to this scripture here, would you? You've made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. God has a purpose for all of us. Regardless of what you've gone through, God has a purpose for you. He brings you out of those things that bring sorrow. He brings you out of those things that bring disappointment. The hairs of your head are numbered, it says in the Word of God. I'm not impressed with that. But for some of you, that's pretty amazing. Right? You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life recorded in your book. A lot of people still thinking, oh my gosh, you're going to have to tear out 7/8 of the book. But he knew us from before, but in our mother's womb and even before. Every day of my life is recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. Wow. Isn't that amazing? When you realize that, how it can give you strength, how it can give you comfort, confidence, that regardless that he's got your days mapped out, no, you're not going to be perfect. Even says that even when you try to hide in darkness, there I am. Even when you're trying to get away from him, there he is. Whether you're at the highest heavens or trying to hide below the earth, his presence is still with us. Amen? How precious are your thoughts about me? Boy, do you believe that? Do you think God's thoughts about you are precious? Yeah. If you do, man, that's half the battle. It says, how precious are your thoughts about me, O God? They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of the sand. And when I wake up, you are still with me. Amen. Can we stand up together? We're going to be beating the Baptist. That's okay. I mean, if people are still going out to eat, I don't know what the day-to-day. If we could just play softly in this background and just have a little time, maybe we'll have a worship song. I know this was a quick sermon. I hope you guys are okay with it. It can only be what... I can only do what I can do. Amen. Thank you. Did you allow the Lord to speak to you today? What is the sound of the Lord? What's the Lord sound like to you? Is that a valid question this morning? What do you hear when you think of God's voice? Where do you think it's coming from? Are you looking at things around you and just assuming things and hearing voices that really aren't the heart of God? His heart grieves for what we see going along around this nation. But this is the result of when you take God out of the equation of life. It's what happens when you blame others. And we have a nation blaming others and not taking responsibility. Lord, today may we take responsibility for our actions. And that first responsibility is, Lord, we want to hear your voice clearly again, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for making changes. Maybe the Lord's speaking to you. He's been speaking to me about making some adjustments with my time. What I listen to, what I read, what I spend time with. But what I love about it is I used to try to do that to be like more pleasing to God or to say, God, maybe you'll use me more if I'm spending more time in prayer or more time in the Word or if I'm doing this or that. And I'm not saying those things are wrong, but when it doesn't come from an organic, loving relationship with God, it's just religion then. You can't keep it up. And when you can't keep it up, then you start looking to the fire, and you start looking to this and that, and you start becoming kind of angry, and you start becoming upset. So Lord, help us to focus back on you, that voice like Elijah heard. And when he heard that small, that sound, putting that cloak, he says, ah, that's the sound of my Father. So I heard the sound. Lord, thank you for giving us ears to hear. Father, for your church today, we want to hear your loving, sweet, precious sound of your voice. Yes, Lord, I'm going to stand up for truth. Yes, I'm going to stand up for the Constitution. But I'm going to do it out of that peace that resides in me as I'm listening to your voice, Father God, so I don't get so wound up and out of peace and angry
And then next thing you know, you're bound up like that week after week after week after week. Lord, help us as we feed on your word, as we hear your sound, as we hear you directing, as we hear the Lord saying, hey, like Elijah, I want you to go do this, this, and this. Isn't it funny how he was whining and saying, you know, this and this is happening. Look what they're doing to me, and I'm the only one. And God didn't even respond. I've got this for you. Lord Jesus, thank you for assignments. I want an assignment in these last days. I don't know what it'll be, but I want an assignment that God gives me that I can carry out. How about you? Lord, thank you for assignments right now. Father, the wisdom, the different abilities, talents, and giftings you've given each one of us. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for dropping things, Father God, in our hearts and our souls today in Jesus' name. Amongst those things, when it said the sound of God, one of them was like a fire, Father God, that flame, Father God. I thank you for igniting that in our hearts this morning, Father God, igniting a flame and a fire, Lord God. It's the lightness, Father God, the crackling, Father, the peace, that noise, the spark. Thank you for the spark. As we hear you, a spark in our hearts this morning. Continue to spark us, Father God. Thank you, Father, each one of us. I don't know about you, church, but each one of us, Father God, an assignment. It's something that God will put in our heart. It's not going to be something where you're like, oh, thanks a lot, God. I don't want to do that. But people will run and hide in the trees because they think the sound of God is going to be something they just don't want to do. I'm learning that's God's placed things in me before I was ever born. And when I have peace, when I just yield to Him, if I came to this church 11 years ago, not in a million years would I think I would be standing up here before you. But I don't care. Whatever God's assignment is, it doesn't matter to me. He can, right? He can put anybody up here. So Lord, we thank you as you place within us things, Father God, for your purpose, for your glory, for your honor, for your strength. Lord, thank you for us hearing a fresh sound of your voice, Father God, making crooked paths straight. And things, Lord, that are not going to be a burden or we hate, but putting things in our heart that are going to be exciting for you. Did you know we were made for destiny? Did you know we're made for more than just collecting a check and going to the grocery store? Right? In building this and doing that, God give us, we talked about it today, Sean talked about it. He's given us eternal purposes. So Lord, we thank you, Lord, as we receive eternal purposes in our area, in Chino Valley, in this church, Chino Valley Family Church. We thank you for the blessing and the things that you're doing in our church and the purposes in this body, Father God. Individual things for as a purpose as a whole, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's people said, it was good to see you in the house of the Lord today. Thank you. And that is it.